Hey, y'all, you're listening to the Mother Far From Home podcast with me, your host, Rachel Norman. If you desperately need a common sense, down-to-earth perspective on how to mother well without losing it, living in constant stress, or needing to escape your life, you have come to the right place. Hello, Mama. Welcome back. Today, I want to talk about the difference and the pros and cons to having wake windows versus nap schedules with your baby. So there is, you know, we've always, I've been around the block a long time. So nap schedules used to be what it was, or more or less, you know, and we watched for tired cues, you know, signs that baby was going to be tired. And there always were wake windows, this idea that after a certain amount of time, they're going to be overtired. And so now wake windows has kind of worked its way into the modern mom lexicon, where you're just making sure that from the time that baby got up from the last nap before the next nap, only a certain amount of time has passed, because that would be too much and they could be overtired. So let's kind of dive into some pros and cons and talk about them. So, but before we get into all the pros and cons, I just want to mention, now, it's important to know this. There are some things that both wake windows and nap schedules have in common. So both of them, you got a clock watch. So if you feel like you want to do wake windows because you don't want to clock watch, you're going to clock watch anyway, because you're going to be calculating a certain amount of time from one nap to the next. So you're going to watch the clock anyway. So both of those, wake windows and nap schedules, agree that babies can only stay awake happily and then sleep well for the next nap or bedtime if they don't get overtired. So both a nap schedule and wake windows go with the idea of preventing overtiredness. And they both need to be carried out and maintained by mom. So neither of these are baby led, in the sense that, yes, okay, maybe 5-10 minutes before it's time to go down, baby might, you know, rub their eyes and you want to put them down. But often babies will literally just jump around and play and crawl around or whatever long past when it's time for nap. So if you're going by wake windows or a nap schedule, you, the adult, are going to be the one that is carrying that out. So those are all things you're not going to find one. You can't be like, well, I'll do a wake windows. I don't have to clock watch. No, you will. And you're going to have to carry both of them out anyway. It's just all based on whether you want to choose set times for the day that you aim toward, or whether you want to be, let it be and take one nap based off the next one. So let us first talk about wake windows. So these are essentially the amount of time your baby should be awake, including nursing. So you feed your baby while they're awake. That's awake time, okay, before going down for their next nap. So, for example, a newborn won't need to be up more than about an hour and 20 minutes max. So if they wake up at like 8:30, then the latest that they want to be back down for a nap would be about 9:50. For example, okay? And if they woke up at 8:30 and you fed them, then that counts. So we count the wake windows feeding. They should be awake to feed. Otherwise, they're not going to get enough milk. Ever feel worried you aren't as connected with your child as you'd like to be? I have an easy tool to help you feel that connection. The connection that is already there, of course. I've put together 50 plus fun and interesting questions to ask your kids. They'll get you laughing and you'll learn a lot of interesting things about your child and maybe even about yourself. Go to amotherfarfromhome.com/connect to get your free printable. That's 50 plus connection questions that you can use in just times of bonding, one-on-one times, even times in the car. So again, you can get it at amotherfarfromhome.com/connect. So one thing people suggest is using wake windows those early newborn weeks and then shifting into a nap schedule as baby gets older. Now, I actually have an entire free cheat sheet for you that you can find, and it's called the Nap Times Cheat Sheet. And so this has a bunch of wake windows and various things. Go to my website, amotherfarfromhome.com, and on the menu, go to sleep. And right there on the top, you'll find my Nap Times Cheat Sheet. You can just put your name and email in, and I'll send it to you via email. So pros to using wake windows with your baby. So now there are some great pros, and let's dive into those. So the first one is more flexibility. So you aren't tied to certain times throughout the day. It's not like there's always nap at 1 o'clock. It's flexible based on when baby woke up the last time. Another pro is that you feel responsive. So when you use wake windows, you're learning baby's tired cues and you can begin to feel in tune and responsive to your baby's needs because it feels a bit more like you're letting them lead the charge. So if you are driven by a lot of guilt or you're really feeling this idea that anything that you do that they don't want to do is going to break attachment, that type of thing, you might like wake windows better because it feels like baby's more in charge. Even though you're still the one that has to do it, it seems like a little bit less rigid. So another one is that you don't need to worry about nap times when making appointments because you aren't trying to aim for a set schedule. You can just be more flexible and free. So if somebody wants to meet up with coffee, whatever. It doesn't really, you know, you're not having to work around anything because you don't know what's going to be happening that day anyway. So you can be a bit more flexible. The next is that you don't have to worry that much about short naps because if you're shifting your daily nap times based on when baby woke up the last time, you don't need to worry about missed naps because you know that in not too long, you're going to put baby back down for another nap. So often moms on schedules, if they say their nap was at 9:30 and then 1 and then 9:30 is really short, they're like, how are we going to get to 1? But if you're doing wake windows, then you just the next nap will just be based on the one they woke up from. So that kind of can feel freeing in that way. And that leads to the next one, which is baby doesn't get overtired if they're missing naps. Because if you're not worried about having set nap times, but you're just making sure baby goes down at regular intervals, then even if their naps are erratic, they shouldn't get too overtired. Do you feel like your days go by in a blur and all those things you meant to get done never really get done? The good news is it isn't because you don't have enough self-discipline or because you're just lazy. It's because you need better routines. I created some daily routine brainstorm sheets with lots of examples for routines based on your kids' ages that you can get free on my website. Go to amotherfarfromhome.com/routine sheets. That's amotherfarfromhome.com/routine sheets and grab these free printables. So those are the pros to having wake windows. So let's talk about the cons to wake windows. So now, and these aren't going to be cons for every mom. Okay, obviously, nothing is anything to every mom. But so one of the cons is that the days are unpredictable. So you don't actually know what times baby's going to nap or how well they'll nap in a way, in a predictable way, since it changes every day. So you don't actually know if you make a lunch date at 11 with a friend, you're going to go to a coffee shop. If maybe baby will have literally just tried to go down for a nap and now baby will be overtired. You're not going to know because the days are unpredictable. So another con is that it's hard to pinpoint sleep issues. So if you have a good sleeper, this won't really matter. But if your baby has some sleep issues and you're using wake windows, it can be hard to pinpoint them. Because since times aren't sort of stock standard, they aren't set the nap times you want, you can get into a cycle where you think baby isn't sleeping well. But it could be that baby isn't sleeping well because their naps are all over the place. So you get into a cycle where you think, oh, you know, we're having a sleep issue because they're just taking short naps here or short naps there. But so you can get into a chicken or egg issue where it can be hard to tell exactly what the sleep issue is. Whereas if they're set nap times every day, it's easier to tease that out. Another con is that it can be hard to book appointments or pencil in adult things or responsibility. It's not like you can say, you know, at one every day I can get on and do this work or I can make that call. It just gets harder to schedule things. So what you want to do could fall right in the middle of a feed or a nap. And then you might feel frazzled. And if your baby doesn't nap well away from home, then you might end up more stressed than if you knew you were just going to keep nap time sacred, keep the baby at home, and then deal with the other appointments or things at times when you knew they weren't going to be sleeping. So it can kind of, if that's how you roll, that can make it more stressful for you. And another con to wake windows is that it means there's unpredictable morning wake up or bedtimes. So when baby's very new, this obviously isn't that big of an issue, but as it gets on, it can mean that naps cross over like with bedtime, or it can mean they're wanting to stay up too late or they're waking up too late or too early. And so as I've talked about in another podcast episode, signs, clear signs baby needs a routine, you really early, that messing with bedtime and messing with the early morning can cause a lot of sleep issues. And so we want to make sure that that can be a con for a lot of moms, that there's just, it's like every day begins one day, maybe again super early. And then the next day, maybe baby wants to sleep late because they had a sleep deficit and they tried to make it up and it all just feels a bit too chaotic. Ever wondered what it means to have boundaries in parenting with your own children? Well, I lived a boundaryless life. It did not turn out well for me or the kids. And I realized that I, like you, and every other mom on earth, has limits. We have boundaries, whether we've realized it or not. And we need to honor them if we want to live peaceful lives. I like to joke that while my book is called If Mama Ain't Happy, the real goal here is not happiness. For most moms right now, that's pie in the sky. The real goal, sad as it is to say, is not being depressed and wanting to escape your own life. So if that's you, if that's where you're at, grab a copy of my new book, If Mama Ain't Happy, Why Minding Healthy Boundaries is Good for Your Whole Family. You can buy the book any places books are sold. Or if you want to get a free copy of my Limit Locator and Boundary Building Worksheets, Google A Mother Far From Home, If Mama Ain't Happy. Choose the first link there at the top. So, some wake window considerations. So, these are some general considerations for moms who want to help baby remain well rested using the wake windows without maybe going to have a nap schedule if they don't want to do that. So, these wake windows are really kind of suited for go with the flow moms. You know, if you like a lot of predictability, this is probably not going to be good for you. It's going to be a little harder. But if baby, unless in some angel babies, you can start them on wake windows and they end up just having a set routine anyway. But if you're not a go with the flow mom, this can be a little harder. Or if you have multiple little people whose day naps you're trying to sync, this can feel unwieldy to you. So if you have multiple kids, like a preschooler or a toddler who nap or rest at a set time, then you might find wake windows. It's like you're trying to do too many calculations all the time. And then it might happen that nobody is napping at the same time. And you really want to sync up everybody's afternoon naps for all the people that are still napping for you. This is just, I think, non-negotiable. Everybody, if they're going to take an afternoon nap, everybody needs a nap at the same time. So, but generally speaking, by the time your little one is past the newborn phase, there's actually no more, you know, by the time they're 3, 4, 5 months, there's no more benefit to wake windows than a nap schedule in terms of the biological ability of baby to sleep. So at this point, it just kind of goes on to mom. So now let's dive into talking about nap schedules. And one thing I like to say, I don't know if people like that I say this or not, is that if you don't think babies will nap on a schedule, then I really encourage you to call up the local daycare and ask them what time nap time is and get their 15 minutes before nap time and watch them put down 20 kids to nap without anybody crying and then sit there and watch them as all of these kids go to sleep. I mean, the truth is, you can put baby on a nap schedule and it's not distressing to baby, especially if you have loving, you know, connected wind down routines. So basically, baby can have a nap schedule. Now, are they going to keep it perfect? No. Are they always going to sleep the same amount every day? No. But more or less, you can aim for these times and meet them. So here are the pros to using nap schedules with your baby. So it's more predictable. You know about what time baby's going to go down for a nap. You know more or less about what time they're going to wake up, about what time bedtime is. So this can help the planners out there, the ones who need some predictability. This will really help that. You can more easily care for your baby and other children. Like if you have, again, as I mentioned, toddler and a preschooler, it's easier to sync everybody's daily routine together if there's a schedule. And this kind of, when you just have one baby, it doesn't really matter what you do, right? But when you add more and then you add even more, you really got to tighten things up a little bit more. Another pro is that you learn baby's cries and cues easily. So because baby feeds more or less at the same time and naps more or less at those times, you really learn pretty quickly what each cry means. So if they cry at nap time, then you're like, oh, that's a tired cry. Or at a normal feeding time, it's like, oh, that's a hunger cry. And you can start to just really know what these cries are. Whereas, and this is a true detriment to not having a routine, is that sometimes moms literally have no idea why baby's crying. So they're like, shove them on the chest. Or, you know, that's their only response because they have no clue what baby's upset about. And so when you have a good routine, you can have a more nuanced response to baby's emotions. Another pro is that you can schedule your adult responsibilities in. So when you know when nap time happens, then you can do appointments, work, play dates, your errands, et cetera, et cetera. You're not sort of, you know when you can do it. And I know for years I would be like, okay, I can make an appointment in the afternoon. You know, I'm going to have maybe my mother's helper over, somebody, and I know that it'll be okay because they'll all be sleeping. They won't need me to nurse during that time. So this is a benefit to having a schedule. And another pro, my last pro, is that babies' needs are met before any crying or fussiness needs to happen. So babies don't have to cry and whine for milk if you just give it to them at periodic intervals and they get it regularly, right? They don't have to get fussy or worked up because it's always going to happen regularly. And so I think sometimes we think babies are more fussy on a routine, but I have found it can be the opposite, because a baby who is not on a routine, it's there, moms are just waiting for them to somehow react some way, and then they'll do something to help meet that need. Whereas you're the one that's like, I know they need to eat, I know they need to sleep, I know they need loves, cuddles, etc. I'm just going to give it to them. And then baby's just like, okay. The fact of the matter is, family routines make the home go round, and they aren't just for the kids. I'm a certified baby and toddler sleep consultant, language of listening parent coach, and mother of 5 kids at one point in 5 years and under. If there's one thing that's true, it's this. Without daily routines and systems in place, life is chaotic, stressful, and anxiety-inducing. The only way to get our mom responsibilities done in peace is this: family routines. Simple family rhythms give you predictability, organization, and calm. My best-selling workshop, Family Routines Reboot, is a 3-day challenge to creating easy, effective family routines that make family life peaceful again. It focuses on the whole family routines, child routines, and self-care routines. Visit amotherfarfromhome/reboot for more details. Again, it's amotherfarfromhome/reboot. So here are some cons to having nap schedules, using those in your day. And so one is, if the nap is short, the whole day can get thrown off. So I mentioned this earlier, but lots of moms will be like, okay, so if baby wakes up 45 minutes after 45 minutes instead of an hour and a half, what do I do? Like, do I just let them stay up that much longer? Because then they will have a really long wake window. Maybe they won't sleep well. So that is a consideration, and that is annoying, because then you have to figure out, okay, move nap time up a little bit. Do I try to put them back down? That is an annoying part of the, and this can happen. I mean, babies don't always sleep perfect to the schedule. More or less, I'm going to say 75% of the time, if they get into a good routine and they're a good little sleeper, they will, but they don't always. So then that can feel stressful. Another con is, you feel like a failure if the baby doesn't keep. So if the schedule seems to get off, it gives you this feeling of failing, which is like a very negative feeling to have. And so if that's always going on, it can just feel easier to drop the whole thing, so you don't have these feelings of like angst, like you didn't do something right. You know, if they don't take long naps consistently, or they're waking up early, or there's a lot of screaming before bedtime, or waking up at night, you can feel like you're failing baby somehow. So sometimes having goals that don't happen, it's like worse than not having it. And so in that case, that can be a con of a nap schedule, if you tend to be very vigilant and diligent and then feel like a failure. This might be too much. And so from the exact point into my last con, is that babies, you know, they're going to baby. Like, they might not do what you want. One might be more challenging. Some might go with the flow. They have their own personalities too, you know, and they might have reflux. They might have some medical reasons why they're not sleeping well. And sometimes a schedule can be more annoying than it's worth, you know, because it's there in your mind as something that should be done, but it's not really happening. So those are my cons. And so now my considerations for if you're thinking about having a nap schedule, just some things to ponder, is that nap schedules are really good for kind of organized planning type A moms. So if you hate unpredictability, you're really not going to cope not knowing what's happening at all, and you don't handle things being up in the air, you're probably better off aiming for a nap schedule. Now, if you're like this, but you have one baby, it doesn't really matter, because you can do anything with one baby. But after that, and you have multiple babies, it's probably going to be, you're this type of mom, you're going to want to have some more rigid things to aim for, even if you don't always meet them. And also know this, that you can reset the day without throwing the whole schedule out. So if baby wakes up early, you don't have to just erase the whole day. You can just go ahead, keep baby up as long as you can, then aim to feed at the next feed time and keep going. So you'll be surprised that if you just try to aim for the schedule, and it doesn't always work, but you just try to keep, you know, if baby's okay until the next time, that time they can just be okay. You know, we don't have to rush to put them down. If they're getting fussy again, then we can move it up a little bit. So you can be flexible without throwing the whole thing out. So to end this, I just want to encourage you to really be listening, or just, you know, you probably know what you think would be best for baby. You probably know what is going to go the best. You probably have a sense what is right to try. And I would just really say go with that. And you can always change it. If you wanted to do the nap schedule and it's become stressful, you can do wake windows. If you're doing wake windows and baby's predictable enough, you can just probably jump right on over to having a schedule and baby just jumping right in and not having any issue. You can always find me on Instagram at MotherFarFromHome and ask me any of your questions there related to this as well. I'll talk to you next time, Mama. As always, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. You can find me on my website, A Mother Far From Home, and on YouTube under the same name. If you like this podcast, I'd love it if you could write a 5-star review, and it'll help all the algorithms to get it in front of other moms who'd benefit from this encouragement. Until next time, keep it real out there, Mama.